Welcome back to our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live Show, our season-ending edition. And again, when you get over the hurt of the loss to the Colts, you start to think about this year and the Chiefs being really the most improved team in the National Football League in a big way, and Andy Reid should be the NFL Coach of the Year. Now let's talk about the eight Pro Bowlers. Let's go through them one by one and just get your feedback on the years that they had and what it could mean for the future.
Well, Jamaal Charles, first and foremost, it's too bad because of how the season ended. But when you look at that 1,287 rushing yards, I think the big thing's down there on the left. Receiving yards, 693. I think it was 57 catches, somewhere around there. It might have ended up a little bit more, but the 19 TDs getting it done there as well. Just everything about him and how durable he was. I mean, he had issues with his feet. Didn't matter. Still came to play. I'm going to tell you, I talked to him after the games. I mean, he's taken himself apart because he's taped together for some games. This guy is a warrior. You talk about 195 pounds at 5'11". I've never seen a guy run between tackles as well as he does. He does a really nice job, and I think that's just a really good presence in the locker room. He doesn't have to say a lot because his performance says it all, and that's what you're looking at. I mean, the NFL is about respect, and he garners respect from everybody.
And I think one more offseason with him in this system. This system is tailor-made for him.
No question, and he knows it.
And he knows it,
yes.
And it's better than Brian Westbrook. He's a better athlete than Brian Westbrook, and Nile Davis's emergence at the end of the year is going to help as well, because you got some of those carries can go to Nile Davis and you might get one or two more years out of Jamaal.
Well, and I think you made the great point is if you start getting, you know, 5, 10, 12 touches out of Nile Davis, now you start to save Jamaal a little bit, not only for the end of the year, but the end of the games where he can really do some big things. This year, we saw a production of when he ran the 21-plus touches from 21 on, he didn't average as many yards as he had in the past. And I think that's because he was being used so many times. Then it's also because he's touching the ball, catching it. But all the same, I think if he can get a rest there, that makes it just makes a world of difference.
And he's on the cusp of being the all-time leading rusher in Chiefs history. He'll set that early in the season. It's going to be fun to watch him develop over the offseason. The second Pro Bowler of the eight, I think, has got a lot on his plate. And I think he's going to have to be a big part of the offseason because of the way the Chiefs' secondary struggled at the end of the year, and it's Eric Berry, the Pro Bowl safety. You look at Eric, it's a pretty good resume right here and what he was able to do this year.
You know, it is, but I don't think it tells the whole story because this is a guy that takes great angles as a defender when he's in the third level of the backfield, but he plays your nickel backer so much. He's up there as much or more than he is in that third level, and what he does and how physical he is as a linebacker up there, I think, is huge. I mean, he darts in there. I think when you look at his demeanor, when I speak to him, I'm just caught by the little glint in his eye. I mean, he loves this game. He thrives on it. He enjoys it. He's the type of leader you want in that defensive backfield, and I think the sky's the limit. I'd like to see him to be able to play safety more because I think he lends I think there's more of a weapon back there to help on different things. But again, maybe have to shore up some other positions first.
And I think he's got a big psychological challenge on his plate. The Chiefs were last in the NFL in the last eight games of the year in pass plays given up of 20 yards or more. They got to shore up the secondary. He's a giant part of that. Now, let's go to Justin Houston. These numbers were produced in 10 and a half weeks.
Yeah, Justin Houston is a full-grown man, and what he did at the beginning of the season before that injury was just fabulous, and it's too bad because when you look at him, the Chiefs got a nice find getting him when they did in the draft a few years ago. But the one thing that doesn't jump out there, I mean, you see 44 tackling, you're like, okay, great, that's wonderful. But this is a guy that sets the edge and plays the run as an outside linebacker as well as anybody in the NFL. And that's a big deal because you want to make sacks, you want to put pressures to do that, but you want to be a complete player. And to me, that's one of the big reasons why he's going to Hawaii is because he is a complete player. He does a lot of different things. We've seen him get back in coverage, make interceptions in the past. Again, the rushing, the passer goes without saying, but it's the physicalness of how he plays things. And sometimes, even if he doesn't touch the ball, even if he doesn't get to the runner, the fact of pushing the piles, setting the edge, that allows the pursuit of the defense to then come and finish things up.
Going to go quickly through the rest of these guys. One is Tamba Hali. what he was able to do. Your thoughts on him? The numbers are here, but he'll take care of himself in the offseason. The guy prepares.
Oh, he will. I'm curious to see how that knee responds, but he's got a long time to do with it. But, yeah, a really nice resume right there, the 11 sacks, of course, and then the four forced fumbles. He had a touchdown. Of course, you see that interception. Tom Bahaly, he's just got it done for a long, long time. A former teammate of mine, actually. It's fun to see him do what he's doing right now.
Then Dontari Poe becomes critical because I think he got kind of worn down here. Mm-hmm. But this guy is, if he's not already, could be the best nose tackle in the league.
I think he is the best nose tackle in the league for a lot of different reasons. But again, he moves like a linebacker at 343 pounds and 6'3", and just his demeanor. When I speak to him after the games, I love speaking to him because this is a guy who just loves football. He's very respectful. He's young. He's playing beyond his years. The first 8 games of his rookie season now, make no mistake, he was getting planted, and he'll tell you that. But then he started figuring it out. And then you saw this year and what they did with him, the defense, and allowed him to attack and go upfield, and he really made a big difference.
All right, these other three, we're going to go through them quickly. Brandon Flowers makes it, his first Pro Bowl selection, good for him. You see his numbers there. Then let's put up Brandon Albert as well. He's going to be in the Pro Bowl. He's also an unrestricted free agent, so that becomes an interesting discussion we're going to talk about in just a second. And then Dexter McCluster, I do want to ask you about him, because as a punt returner now, he was the best punt returner in the league, arguably, when you look at his productivity.
Well, yeah, when you take two touchdowns back like he did on the punt return, but I think the fact is he's a scat back. You can play him so many different positions. It's interesting, this last game and where they got to things, he then went and played running back as well. So he's a guy, you know, I talk about all the time, growing up playing not it, he was never it. How he cuts and moves is just beyond me, and happy to see him get to his first Pro Bowl.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to jump into 2014 with both feet. You will not want to miss it. It's time to get ready for next year. We'll come back and close out this season-ending edition of our Midwest 4 Dealers Chiefs Live Show.
This is a tunnel, but not everyone can enter. The men who gather here have a kingdom to honor, a home to defend. And come Sunday, there's no place they'd rather be. This is the Players Tunnel at Arrowhead. Just a few short steps from glory.